my mind, I feel that become lighter nowadays. Mm. And I don't react so much to the phenomena around me.
Yeah.
And just few days ago, this when I was listening to, you know, the small radio that
Sui An prepare on
this. Actually, this thing happened after listening to it. I have been holding on to.
This is the box.
I have been holding on to a lot of my own views that this person is doing something wrong. That person doing something.
Your perceived reality within your own conditioning. This is what your mundane mind will do. They will accumulate and they will perceive it that way. But that is how you see things.
And that day, after I listening to one of the slots that brother talked, he is the way, just the way he is.
That one can help you.
Accept him for what he is. Yes. He is right, but according to him.
Yes.
So this understand just pop out from my heart area.
Sadhu.
After that, I'm a lot more calm and I feel
you are no longer agitated by that perception of what he is in the past.
Yes.
When you perceive a person with negativity, there is this emotion inside. You are not peaceful. You are not happy because there is this anger, envy, jealousy, or dislike. So these are evil root mind state that are more subtle and more fine. But most people cannot see. Actually, that is the evil root of aversion, dislike, envy, jealousy, and all those negativity of mind state. They are already there. But without mindfulness, most people are not able to be aware. And without mindfulness, you are not sensitive. Then they can still stay inside there as habitual tendency. That's why later on when conditioned, it surfaces again. But once you have this understanding, the yoniso manasikara means the wisdom at the moment of sensing, it will surface and prompt you. He is the way he is. Then you straighten your view, stabilize it until it finally cannot arise anymore. Then the way you perceive things different really, because you will have the ability to be different. Means you can see things as they are. Means when you see, it's just that thing. Without the interference of memory. Do you know your perceived reality through memory keep on coming out? That's why it's there. But when you see things as they are, without interference from memory, all these things disappear. That's how you transform. That's how you root out habitual tendency. That's how a cultivator becomes different. But you must have more and more stability or awareness to do this. The stability of awareness is very important. That one allows you to observe, see, and understand, and be sensitive. The subconscious release all, you can feel them, you can know them. That's how you become different. Otherwise, it will take you quite a while. Based on what you went through, Pharmacery is already starting to show better and better, but it is still not the ultimate Dhamma yet. Because the ultimate Dhamma need to be more stable. Your awareness nature not stable. Don't try to know. Don't try to understand or do anything. Just silent inside there. Maintain awareness. Stabilize it. Then daily mindfulness. Then sit more. The daily religious routine. Just do. Focus on the cultivation first. Once your cultivation stabilizes, don't be too eager to transform or to know. It will happen by itself. Be patient. Just like what some of the Kayamita has gone through, even Miss Lee, Pochenio, they are very patient. You have to be patient with the faith, sincere, persevere. Just do. Let the cultivation take off. Then when the cultivation take off, transform, that's how you understand. That understanding will become more stable, more reliable. So initially what you have developed is the contemplative one, which is not stable yet, but you have actually progressed slightly in the sense that it allows you to feel different, where you no longer so agitated and feel so bad after you understand that statement, which is right view. Means he is the way he is according to his condition. Deluded people do deluded things. Ignorant people do ignorant things. Selfish people do selfish things. So he is the way he is. So you know you are not accepting him for what he is. You are only seeing things as they are. I mean, he is the way he is. So you will have the understanding that enable you not to perceive him with negativity anymore. When you can accept him, means you are at peace with him. He is the way he is. So I can accept. I no need to react or do anything. That way I can accept, I'm at peace. I have clarity. Then I ask myself, how can I move? How can I act? How can I continue with my cultivation to stabilize all this understanding? That's why my advice is go back to the cultivation, stabilize the awareness nature, the daily mindfulness, until it becomes very stable. Then go into the first turning, second turning, third turning, contemplate, reflect, then silence your mind. Focus on the cultivation. When your cultivation progresses, you become very different. Okay? Pomasri, can follow.
Thank you, Ratio.
So focus on cultivation. Do the silent mind, stabilize that. Don't try to know. The knowing, the understanding will come by itself. Be patient. Then it will unfold. You have the parami. You have the condition. Invoke power of merit, then let nature take its course. Don't allow the thought to be too eager to progress and to chase after progress and all those things. But that can turn out to be a hindrance. It is from the thought. Forget about it. Just develop the understanding and cultivate according to understanding. Cultivation is more important than having all this experience. If you cultivate, the real transformation will come, like what you heard from Sister Lee, Po Cheng, Song, and many other people. So be patient. You have the parami. You and Brother Teo did a lot of good things. So they will come to fruition. Even Jin Hao was the same. He will progress. He will become different because of the faith and all those things. So remember my advice, it will help you. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Ratio.
Sadhu.